Hello, welcome to the Hive with Us podcast. I'm your host, Danny Martinez. Today we have special guest returning, Brennan from Budget Dog. If you have not seen the other episode, please go check it out. We cover personal finance, starting a business from scratch, a ton of cool other stuff. We really go deep. It's a great conversation. But today we have Brennan coming back. We cover today's deal breakdown. We cover cool, interesting stories. Brennan actually has a ton of testimonials from his community, and I told him I think it'd probably be a good opportunity to share these because I want to hear them, because we did not mention it at all in the other episode, but I want to hear them. So I think it's really cool when you have a community aspect to your business. So go ahead, Brennan. What you got?
Yeah, so we could go a lot of different directions here. I see one at the very, very top of my academy. I'm in my academy right now, and we get these community wins like pretty much every day, like nonstop, at least like two or three a day. The one that I just saw come through 16 hours ago was a $30,000 net worth increase in 4 months. So to put that in perspective, if you're starting at $0 and you're trying to build millionaire net worth, that's about 11 years. So 30 every 4 months, obviously there's a compounding effect. Obviously things change, but if you really just map that out, it's 11 year span. And so we see this stuff every day, like I said, and this is nothing new to me. I mean, it's exciting every time I see it, it doesn't get old, but Sarah was able to obviously do this in a 4 month span. So you can imagine what she could do over 10, 15, 20, 30 years. And we see this stuff so often that it almost becomes like second nature and it's like expected. And I think that's a testament to what we have here and what we're doing in Budget Academy. But
did it say exactly what she did to do that?
Yeah. So everybody's situation is going to be different, right? The main piece with her is she came in very nervous. She came in like a lot of people do. You know, they've never figured out their finances before. They have things all over the place. It's a chaotic mess. And they're really trying to piece this together, organize and systemize this stuff, and then actually see the progress they're building. So she kind of came in just all over the place is the best way to put it. And she didn't have that system. And so what we do, the very first thing we do before we even get to the system or to the money side of things is we talk to that behavioral psychologist, the finance therapist. We don't divulge that information because it is personal, obviously, as far as like what the transformation they go through as a student. But absolutely, it is very powerful. And if I go search Heather, who's my finance therapist, she's also on Twitter, Heather Brito. You'll go to my academy and you'll see her pop up 256 times. So that's just basically people talking about Heather, dropping Heather's name. And that's about like a quarter, let's call it a quarter of my students that have actually went out there into the program, actually typed her name in of like the wow experience. And let's just put it this way. It's a wow experience. It's a wow factor. And that's the very first piece of the puzzle. So that was a very huge discovery for Sarah in particular, because she's never figured that out before. What are her, what's her subconscious mind leading her to? What are all those like negative cognitions she's telling herself? I'm not smart enough, but you know, whatever those belief systems she holds, why are those popping up? How do you have effective treatment around those things? And how do you fix it ultimately? So that was the very first step she took. The second step she took was actually building out the monetary system, the automated approach to finance. So all of my students build out like a 30-minute a month kind of a systematic approach to their finances. This entails, you know, all sorts of different things, but having the balance sheet, having a budget, having amortization schedules, having a very strict money plan, you know where everything's going before, having the automations turned on, all that stuff. She put that together. And so once she had that organized and she understood where she was coming from a mental perspective, now she's sitting there realizing, okay, this is not as hard as I thought. Once she got through that, now she has to apply the investing components to it. And there's a lot that goes into investing, obviously, and, you know, individually in someone's personal situation, but applying the investing principles to her situation to allow her net worth to start to increase is the biggest thing. Cause you can like build a system per se, but if you don't have like the compound interest and the investments and all the deals flow within that system, if you just hold cash, it's not going to really do a whole lot. So like the second piece, whatever you want to frame it. And then the fourth piece in particular was building out getting the right insurances. So she was very underinsured with the right types of insurances, but not only that, she also didn't have the right coverages for what she actually had. So she might've had, let's call it term life insurance, but she didn't actually have the right amount. And so this is very common amongst a lot of people, and the insurance industry is scummy to say the least. There's a lot of bad apples in there telling you the wrong information. And so we go through a number of insurance, obviously, and we got her qualified for the right insurances, but also the right coverage and the amount for her particular situation. But then you see the $30,000 increase in 4 months, and she didn't start from zero. But if you did, like I said, that's an 11-year trajectory to millionaire status. And that's really, it's a common story in our community that it's not as hard as you guys think.
But I think it's one, making a decision that you want to do better, and two, following the steps to get there.
Yeah, exactly. It all comes together. And I think if you believe it and you see it, it starts to become real. And like I talked about earlier on our last episode, was aligning your thoughts, beliefs, and actions together. Because if you do that, and what I like to show my students is I like to show them the finish line. I can point to the finish line and show them exactly where it is when they first come in. So they're not guessing on this game. They're not like, it's maybe in 10 years, it's maybe in 20 years. Obviously, there's some variables to that we have to add to the picture, you know, rate of return, things of that nature. But in general, like, we know when you're going to pay off debt. We know when you're going to become a millionaire. And mapping those things out for people, give people the confidence and clarity they need. Because once they have that confidence and clarity, it's just a matter of time. And then you start to gamify it because you see the end goal. And this is what happened with me and my wife, is when we saw the end goal to become millionaires, we saw the end goal to pay off our debt, and we started to gamify it. We knew exactly what we needed every single month. And if we beat that goal, we would just move faster. And this happens time and time again within the academy. So it's a really cool win, really cool story.
I had a question and I lost it.
I talked too much. Sorry.
No, and usually I type it down, but I was listening. So it was so good. Man, I cannot think of the question. Man, I don't even think I have to end it there because I can't think of the question I had for you, because it was so good. Where do people start from zero, and how? I know it's going to vary, but
yeah,
how do you help people starting from zero? Because I think a lot of people they're at that point, mm-hmm. but how do people start from zero? Just like,
yeah, no, that's a great question. So, dude, I started negative. So I didn't even start zero. I started at negative $8,000 net worth. So I literally had more debt than I had assets, essentially. Let's call it that way. And so at 23, that's where like my wake up call was. And I think the biggest thing, and I talk about this a lot online, and of course the advisors out there are gonna shoot at this, but education is so important. So it's very basic, it's very simple. But if I don't know what I'm doing, I can't take the proper steps to do it. And if I go to a financial advisor to kind of fix the problem per se, I'm reliant on the system. I'm reliant on that advisor. And that dude has total control of my situation. So whether or not you use a financial advisor, whether or not you use a CPA, trust attorney, all these types of different professionals, I'm not debating that that's a good or bad idea. There are times where it might make sense supplementally, but I don't think in general for the average person, you need a financial advisor right off the bat. You need to educate yourself to figure out how to fix your situation, because even if you decide to supplement with it, you actually have control because you get to guide the conversation. If you don't know, what are you going to do? You're going to rely on that person, and whatever they say, they're fancy and they're a suit and they're educated. Just going to say, I guess that sounds right. I don't know. And so the education component to this whole entire picture is by far the first step. No matter if you want to use a professional down the road or not, or supplement and as a tax strategist or something like that. So that's what we focus on. And that's what we deliver right away. But further than that, where people are missing is advisors, even for the sake, and this is why I argue with advisors all the time, they're going to charge like an AUM fee usually. And some of them do a flat fee, I get that. But a lot of them do an asset under management fee. So they're taking a percentage of your assets long-term. That compounded effect is can be millions of dollars. And that's not an exaggeration. I can show many examples as to why that would play out that way. I think the big thing is once you educate yourself and you start to put yourself on this pathway, you become confident in your ability to do this. And where your let's call it blind spots are, maybe you supplement with a one-off, you know, advisor just for some particular situation. But to manage your assets, it's just not needed, especially with a 30, you know, most of the people I'm working with have a 30 to 40 year horizon. This isn't that complicated. And you can put yourself in a much better position when you take the education, you apply the education, and that advisor might meet with you quarterly, maybe semi-annually. I'm meeting with my students lifetime 24/7 access. They're with me all the time. I have a whole entire team dedicated to them to serve them. If they have questions, there is no delay. There is no wait till next quarter. There is no email in between. It's like, hey, you can talk to me right this second. We can figure this out this second. And that's money. You know, time is money. Like, that's important to be able to have access right away. So we deliver that. We deliver, you know, obviously, you know, we bring guest experts on. We do all these things, and it wraps it all together. And it also gives them the ability to go choose for themselves. There is no advice given. It's, hey, we're going to educate you on all of your options. You know, based on your situation, this looks like obviously the most viable solution, and you ultimately have to make that decision. And so that's kind of what we do, and why I go back and forth with advisors quite a bit with the AUM model and stuff. And part of it's for this little bit of clickbait engagement there. But like in general, I think the advising crew has to understand you have to educate them. And some will make the argument, oh, well, we do educate our clients. No, you don't. Not to the level that we do.
So I think it's, man, it's really important, the education part of it, because you don't know if somebody's getting you or not. I think, and this is why I love like certain people on Twitter. This reminds me of Alesky. Alesky, he's educating people on the dangers of LP and GP investment because nobody understands and really understands what they're buying. If you don't understand multifamily and you're getting into a multifamily syndication or multifamily fund, what are the downsides of it? And you're trusting the GP and LP.
It's like if I need a haircut, am I going to go ask a barber? The barber's going to say yes.
I actually have Alessi coming on the show pretty soon, so I'm pretty excited about that. But the education is what you can, once you're educated, you can see through the noise of people that are lying to you and people that are not. And I think that's the biggest thing, is information empowers you to know better and do better.
Sometimes it's not even lying. It's actually just like the ability to decipher the information and what imply that information to your situation. So like, it's not necessarily everyone has bad intent. I don't like think financial advisors like have bad intent. I think most of them are trying to serve people as well, but they're not focusing on what I think matters most. And there is some incentive to them. So whether they're good or bad people, sometimes they might override the goal with getting the business through the door, because they might have a quota, and they do have quotas often. So I've looked at that world. I've seen that world. Morgan Stanley almost hired me. I declined that position for a reason, because I saw there was a quota. And you know what? The first year you're with Morgan Stanley, I think they told me there was about a 70% burn rate. That means that 70% of people that come into that door typically don't last because it's so high of a quota. And the smart little minds behind that are running the portfolios are doing all the work in the background. I know this world very well, and that's why they hate me, because I bring light to it.
There you go. Where can people find you online? This has been another great episode. We got budgetdog.com. And like I said, this has been really good.
Yeah, budgetdog.com. And you can find me on all social medias under budgetdog. Like I said, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, TikTok. And so I think that's all. My podcast will be coming out shortly, but not yet. And budgetdog_ for Twitter and TikTok.
There you go. For everybody here, go like, share, subscribe. We'll see you on the next episode. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for coming in, Brendan. We appreciate you coming on. We'll see you next time. Bye, guys.
Hey, if you have any deals you'd like to submit to the Hive Mind and our team, go to hivebc.io. It's actually the Hive Buyers Club. Submit your deals, and we can hopefully dispose your deal for you. Have a great day.